And Daf Tes Amit Aleph in the bottom Taisves. We had a Maisem B'Shivchose Shal Matzik Ubo Koin V'Hitzitz Leiba Im Zohar Im Nekeve Mikan Ein Lo Echiach De Shivche Metame B'Leide. Here there's no Hechech that by a Shivche De Stumas Leide the Shemesh El Gvirta Hoya. Maybe it was not the Vlad of the Shivcha, it was the Vlad of the Gvirta. So from the Maisa we have no Raya. Mir Beteres Koinem Amrinem Behedye, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, Einli El Bnei Yisrael, Menayin Le Rabbeis, Giyoyres, Beshivcha Meshocheres, Beshein Meshocheres, Tamad Loimer Isha. So it says a riboy that Isha kisas riyah biyoldo that the Isha is marbe afilo a shivcha she'ena meshacher. So we see cloud is a tumas late. Vahod the parich pepeire ka'ol mimotzis amrit trume ksiv hoche. The Gemara says, how could you say that the Samadasan is going on the pasuk b'chol kodesh leisiga? That a Yodis is also betrume, vasanya daber el bnei Yisroel, yoyres v'shifra meshucheres minayin, that the metama tumas leide, tama loy me'ishem. So let's just, so the Gemara asks, so how could you say that this pasuk is speaking about trume, a giyoyres and a shifra meshucheres never have an opportunity to eat trume, because they can't marry a koyin? Al kolponim, that's the Gemara's kasha. And Hanegei Alonu, Taisvis is asking that it seems the Gemara is bringing down the Baraisa from Teres Koyanim, but the Gemara does not bring down the Baraisa the way it says in the Baraisa. The Gemara brings down the Baraisa that will only marbe giyoyres v'shivcha mishucheres. So it seems we're not marbe ashivcha she'enim mishucheres. So he'll not like the Teres Koyanim. So Taisvis, no, it's hard to knock at Hosa Mishucheres, lovely mu'ute she'ein Mishucheres, not that art that Babli holds that a she'ein Mishucheres is a she'ein Mishucheres, there's no Tumas later. Elekitzer ha-Bereise, the Gemara did not bring down the whole Bereise. Mishum deloy porich elo mi-Mishucheres. The Gemara is interested in asking Akasha, how could you say it's mal b'mishucheres? Mishucheres does not have an oifen how to eat trume, k'damasik. Bisal k'daitech l'trume, mishucheres b'nois meichel trumeninu. So therefore, since the Kasha is from giyoyres and mishucheres, both are also l'koyin, so therefore the Gemara brings down tafke these two. But the she'en mishucheres is v'she'en mishucheres och l'shaper im hi shal koyin. Asha'in Mishucheres, that kash is not shver. How can she eat trume? Because Ashivcha Shal Koyin does eat trume. So, Mamel, that's why the Gemara did not bring down the complete Baraisa. But in Emerson, we have a Baraisa in Teres Koyinim, that a Shivcha She'ein Mishucheres has Tumas Leide. Rabbi Chonon asks Akasha, why do you need a special ribui from a shivcha she'ene mishucheres? Why don't you learn out lo lo me'isha? There's all the dinim of an isha. Rabbi Chonon wants to say, it's interesante tells his mesupik if it is true. But he wants to say that by tumas leide there could be you can't learn out lo lo me'isha. Why? Because a shivche is a very interesting din. Ein vlodo mishyacheses achreho. So memele, amadoy melechamoyer. A shivche is a child, it's not called a shivche's child either. Because she's allowed by yiches. So memele, so he wants to say a svore, so since the vlad is not miyuches achreho, so pasnet zu zogen ira aleide. Tumas leide is only if it's considered my child. But if it's not considered my child's a mele, there shouldn't be a tumas leide. Then he wants to be matchit, remesin tumas leide is not totally in the child, it's totally in the maisa leide. A maisa leide happened. Yom miyuchis, nish miyuchis, v'lochere, the maisa leide is metamen. V'oy meri, the Kohen Shaita Hoya. That's what the Ri is so strong, because other Rishonim bring down that he was, why did they send a Kohen? Because he was a Talmud Chochem. He was the one that was supposed to paskin if the Gvirte was Toyer or Tomei or the Dismane had Tume Zoche, Tume Zakeve. So the Ri says, no, Talmud Chochem is a Zichanish Given, it's Gana Shaita. Afilu im neimer shel gvirta hoya, the koyin ze korev hoya, and he was a korev, le hoya loy le tame, he had no right to be metame. Tamrinim beteres koyinim, dein koyin metame le nefolim. That what a koyin is metame le kroivim, that's not le nefolim, de dum ye da ovi ve imay be inan, b'nei kayoma. It has to be dum ye da ovi ve imay, which are b'nei kayoma. Nevel is not about kayoma. And another reason why he had no right to be metamed, the kan lehoyel etzayre chames, the holding tumim that the kain is permitted to be metamed is davke letzayre kvuras ames. That's the heter of all this. The letzayre to find out the dinei tumim vetare of the yodis, that is no heter whatsoever. Zaktais vesvaiter safik iruhu ahi shaita. So the Gemara answers that that there were Metaya, the Koyin that was Matzitz in the Boyer. So the Gemara says, why were they Metaya? I ain't Sofik Matzitz me Devadai. So the Gemara says it's a Sofik Nefel, and there was a Sofik Nefel, and then Sofik Yiruru. Im Taima, Hai Boyer, Heichi Koy. If we're speaking about Bishus Arabim, Afilu one Sofik is also toil. So why do you need a Svek Sveik? Sofik Tumah Bishus Arabim, Sveik toil. So Sofik Nefel, Sofik Ruach is one Sofik. So why do you need now the Svek Sveik? The E Bishus Ayochid, if it is speaking about Bishus Ayochid, so my mishani sheiti lakimi nefel aboya. So we have two sveikes. But nan kol sveike is a sveike. The sveike shat a yochel a harvis b'shus a yochel tome. So memele. So that doesn't help. Yishloime the greires chul the barbelis abesofi karogel ke de pirashti leel. So sofi karogel. So korav levadai. So we can assume that since there wasn't a badai nefel, so a sofik harogel could be maitzi from the first sofik, and memela that's why the kain was toyer. Oimeri the tzorich loimer the ragle hakoyin hoyu bershus harab. Now the gemara was only done on the nefel if the nefel was in the boyer. So he was a mile over a nafel. So the Gemara says the nafel was zichah not in the boyer because we're toile and greire. That the chulda was greire the nafel to the tzadei haboyer. But it's not in the boyer. Svek sveiko, or the Gemara says later, there's a vade gorerum by his shaita. So memele, so that is, we took the nafel out of the boyer. Now the shaila is, where is the nafel? So the nafel is on the sides, it's the kovel someplace on the sides of the boil. So the shaila is, so the kohen has another suffix. Besides of the suffix of being mile over the nafel is in the boil, maybe he's standing over the nafel. Maybe he's standing over the nafel, it's kovel tachtov, so tzavaitas is mile over a nafel. So Rashi had said, Rashi said a teret to this kasha. That's tam chu chu da baudlis peseach tefachu. It's a peseach tefach vigiru lechuron v'loy heil. So since it has a peseach tefach, so memele so has a teres oil and it's choitzes bifnei atume. So wherever he's standing, there's no problem. Even though he's standing over the navel, but the chu is a teres oil, that is choitzitz b'fnei atume. That was Rashi's test. Taisus has the same kasha, and Taisus has a different test. We'll soon see why Taisus did not want to say Rashi's test. Oimari, the tzorich loima, ורגלי הכהן היו ברשות הרב. But the Kohen was standing in the Rishus HaRab. The Boer was stuck in the Rishus HaYochid. But the study of the Boer was the Rishus HaRab. So in Meile, now I have a suffix. That's true. Seviva is HaBoer. Someplace around the Boer, there's a kever underneath. But I'm clearing a shayla, did the Kohen stand over that kever or not? So since the Seviva is HaBoer is the Rishus HaRab, so I say, Sovik Tumah Bishus HaRab, Svei Kei Toil. We cannot say that in the Chur there is a Pesach Tefach the way Rashi says. The Ika Pesach Tefach, if there is a Pesach Tefach, Mamay Elas Greire, so how does the Greire help? We're back to problem number one. But Pesach Tefach may be Esatume. Pesach Tefach is maybe Esatume. That means as follows. That means the Kohen is standing. We just said before that the Boer was a Rishus HaYochid. The Boer was a Rishus HaYochid. So Mamele, if there's any Sofik, if he became Nitma from the Boer, so we say, Sofik Tumim Rishus HaYochid, Svei Kai Tomi. Now if he's standing, and he's standing, now let's say the Chul, we have a Sofik where he's standing. But let us say he's standing over the Chul. He's standing over the chur, so the Sarashi says the chur is not metamim, the navel is not metamim, because it's a oyel tefach that's choitz it's b'fneiatum. But when he bent over into the boer, so there's a klala peseach tefach maybe esatume. So that means if you have two chadorim and there's a hole in between and there's an oyel in over the second cheder, there's a mace in the first cheder. There's a oyel, there's a peseach tefach in the wall between the first cheder and the second cheder, and there's an oyel on the second cheder, so a peseach tefach is maybe yes atum. So memele, let us assume for 1 minute, if this person was standing over the chul, and when he bent over, so the peseach tefach will be maybe yes atum into the boil. He's mile over the boil. There's a chul in the there's a chul at the Pesach Tefach, so he's mile over the boil. So I'm misupik, was the chul here, and was he mekabel tumah? Was the chul here, and he was over here, so he wasn't mekabel tumah. So now there's a suffix, was he mekabel tumah from the boil? That means if the tumah, if he was mile, so the tumah came into the boil, so he's mekabel tumah from the boil. That's if he was standing directly over the navel. If he wasn't standing over the navel, so he wasn't mekabel tumah from the boil. So memela, I have a sofik tume b'shus hayochid, which is sveikei tome. So memela, Rash, that's Pesach kasha and Rash. Pesach kasha and Rash is how could you say that the chul has a Pesach tefach? That only for emphasis why he's not mekabel tume from standing over the navel. But he should be mekabel tume from bending into the boil. Because if he bent over the area where the chul enters, so Lamaisa succumbs that in the boil there's tume. So we have a din sofik tume, b'shus hayochid, so he should be tume al yidei haboil. So therefore, Taisva says, al kochach, we have to say that it is speaking about that the chur did not have a pesach tefach. So why is he mekabel tume from, why aren't we afraid he's mekabel tume from standing over the navel? Because we have to say that the svivus haboil is a rishus harab. Now the Marshal comes and says, so the Marshal says, it's not kefelech. Rashi only said that the chul itself is a peseach tefach. But the entrance to the chul was less than a peseach tefach. The entrance to the chul was less than a peseach tefach. So it's gevaldik. So memela, the mokim amida is no problem because he's standing over an oyel. That's chaitzit. That the tumah should go into the boer is also no problem because the knise from the boer to the chur is less than a peseach tefach. That's what the marshal says. Now that's a very good answer. So the shayla is, why didn't Taisus hold of this answer? So we see from the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, actually one of the chayinim says also this Peretz, the Zamachloikis, Shitas HaTaisus is in Brochis and in Boba Basra, the sugya of brachas medalgo hayinu al gabi aroinis. That there's a sugya there that So you're allowed to go over an oil, because it's an oil that's chaytzitz b'fnei atume. There's a miyut aroynis. I don't have a pesayach tefach. So there were guys that are a miyut atoroy. But upon the mina teire, an oil that has a pesayach tefach is chaytzitz b'fnei atume. So Taisvah says over there in Broches that what an orim is chaytzes b'fnei atum, if there is a peseach tefach, that if there is a peseach tefach min atzad, the tumah is a place to go out. So then we say that an orim is chaytzes b'fnei atum. But if there's no peseach tefach min atzad, so then it has a loch of a kever sosum, which is more chomor than a tumah ritzutza, which means as follows. Taisus says if you have an oren, the mace, let's say, is in the middle of the oren, and you have a peseach tefach, and there's no pesach minatzat for the tumah to go out, so then, not only keneged a mace is tomeh, no, the whole area is tomeh, and the tumah is bekas v'oile. The only time it's not bekas v'oile, if you have a peseach tefach minatzat. So memele, so Taisus lishitos, so he could not say the marshal's teres, manavshah. If you're saying that the knisa from the boer to the chur is less than a peseach tefach, so memeilus that in the chur is not chaytzitz b'fnei atume. Fakert, so kineged the whole chur is by kas v'ayla. So we're back to the kasha, so why isn't he tome? So the only teretz Taisus had was the teretz that speak matter rishu sarab, so v'tume b'shu sarab. And it would seem, according to the Mashals, Rashi held nitazoi. Rashi held that as long as there's a peseach tefach over the navel, even though minatzad there's no peseach tefach, it is not bekas v'oila. Yeah. V'hi raglo v'shus ayoch, neche shem giru neged raglo, v'tuma bekas v'oila. Ba'oid yesh loimer the raglei koyim b'shus hayochit. Or it could be it was b'shus hayochit. V'goreru v'ochlu havi sofik harogul. It's a sofik harogul, which you don't say. I assume that it was eaten up already. So if ain't sofik meitzim midei vaday, but al koponim v'goreru v'ochlu havi sofik harogul. So memeila, there's no din of sofik, elagabi the halacha of sofik tume b'shus hayochet, since I'm misupik, it was zichre gogaru, but I'm misupik if he's standing over it. So memeila, so maybe he's not standing over it. And after he is standing over it, so then I can say, gogaru b'achlu. So memeila, so this weiter no din of svek sveke b'shus hayochet, like Taisa said before, that this is a sofik akorev levada. Zog de Gemara weiter. Umi amrinin ein choyshishin shema gira rachude. He says, we heard in the Mishnah, we're not chaye shema gira rachude. Boktoni seife, the next Mishnah says, ma shemeshaya, what one leaves over after the bdike, anichenu betzine. So he should make sure to hide it. Shlo yeitzorech bdike acho. So shteitach in the Mishnah muyim de kezach. That if he's not meinichay betzine, if he wasn't careful, the chometz that he had left over after the bedike to eat tomorrow, he wasn't careful. He left it on the table, so he needs bedike. He needs bedike because we're chayish. Maybe a chulda took it. So you see, klo that the way achayish shema girer a chulda. Omar Abaye loikash. So Abaye said a very interesting term. That Mishnah that says that we are chayish ho barbo osa. That is speaking about barbo osa taka we are chayish shemagir rachuda. Ho bishloisha osa. Our Mishnah that says aim chayishishin is speaking about bishloisha osa. Ram wants to say shloisha osa includes early yudal. That also is a din of shloisha osa. And the Mishnah is speaking about a filu biyoy marbo osa. But b'shloisha osa, so Abaye says na amuyim de kezach, that b'shloisha osa, we're not chayish shemegir rachude. Barbo osa, we're chayish shemegir rachude. What's the chilek? So is it Abaye says, b'shloisha osa, the shchiach rifte bekule bati. Shloisha osa, the chude comes, And as yet, he doesn't feel that there's not going to be any bread. Bishloish also, there's still rifte, the shriya rifte bekulei bat. So memele of shriya rifte is loy metzane. So he's not matzniya. Whatever, but there's no necessity to hoard. Whatever he sees, he eats. And what he doesn't eat, there's no necessity to hoard. He sees an abundance of bread. That is Vishloisha Osa. Abba Osa. But if it's Yom Abba Osa already, then he comes into the houses and he sees, there's a shortage of bread. Loishchicha Rifte, Bekulabati. In all the houses he sees, it's Mamish. Amakas Medina, that there's no bread. So then there's Mitzane. So Memele, then it's Matzniya, It doesn't eat it up. He hides it. So Memele, so that's what Abaye said. Abaye said, "Is this barbo also? A barbo also? Achude is matzniya, and bishloisha also achude is not matzniya." Yeah. Zot let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, "Mashe meshayer ach abdike lachilosa yanichenu betzine." Moses Bishloisha also Reisha Diktoni and Khoishishin Bebaidik Bishloisha also. Speaking about it was Baidik Bishloisha also. Shamotzi pass Arbe Lachulde Besai Chabat. There's an abundance of pass in all the houses. Veine Khaishashis Lishai. Besaife Behedyet Nanbo Yudalit. Speaking about earlier Dalit, Yom Yudalit. Given the lechosi achude pasarbe bebatim kemoishi regila, this is not like the usually is mishaire. So then it is mishaire. That was Abaye's teretz. Omar Rove. So Rove asked Abaye bechichude neviyehi. The chude is a psazoi oiskecheshben the yodo the idna arbeise poloi ofi ad leute. That means it's not mistava to say that. That the chude is so smart, and they'll know that there won't be any afiyah till at night. Memele, it's mitznia. Umishayro metamro, elo omarove. Mashe mishaya nicheno betzino, shemo titol chude befoneinu, vietzor dika acho. That's the chash. The chash is not the chash is that if you left it on a shmire, you'll have to be boidic again. We're afraid. Shema tito chulde befaneinu. That's what we said this before in our Mishnah also. Ein choshish shema gira chulde hochazinon v'shakol chayshinon. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. That mashim ishayel yanichen betzin ishleita v'chulde v'tito befaneinu. V'yetzorech dika achav, and then we'll have to be boidic. Rav Mori, yeah. Tanya kevose derove. So we learned about Reisa like Rav. Oreitze lechol chometz ache bedike, keitzad yase, mashi mishay nechene betzine, shloi tovo ichurde besito befoneinu, vietzor bedike ach. Rav Mori yoma gzeire shemi yoniach eser v'yimtzo teisha. Not the gzeire, lav davke shetito befoneinu, no, if he left a schum, and now we don't know, and now there's missing one, so we're toile in a chude, and mele you'll have to be biting. Zogt Rashi, v'chi chude nevi'i loseis leib ka'ol kach v'lireis es ha'noilet v'yaydash li'ef oid ha'yoyim. So he says, v'titl b'foneinu v'eicha d'chazinen al kocha chayshina. V'yimotzei teisha d'ocha v'adikala meichesh v'amucha chamilse shenot lo prusa achas. Here we see that one pusa was taken. Zog Taisvet, V'loi chayishinam l'chulde. Ha loi porich d'neichish l'chulde af mi bayis l'bayis. As the Gemara asks Astira from the next Mishnah. The Gemara asks Astira from the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says that what? That you are chayish. And you can't be tzinish. Loi yetzor dikach. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is hasted that is a din chayshinon. So in the Mishnah we have a few bavis. We have in chayshin shim, mi mokel mokim, mi bayis labayis, mi chotel lachotel, mi yol hiyo. So Taisu says, Holei poch de nechesh lechul dafele mi bayis le bayis dim keinen le dovo soif. So you can't ask a kasha mi bayis le bayis, and that is ein le dovo soif. The efshish le yivdek echot koidem chaveire. That's impossible. Vika le mechesh em evia chulda mi bayis ein bodok le bodok. Hele mi mokeim le mokeim porich. He says, the Gemara's kasha is that from that Mishnah you see that al kaponim yanichenu betzina shouldn't have to be boidik this cheder alone, this bias alone. The hainu ba'oisei bias atzmai kloim of lechashina lechulde ba'oisei bias atzmai. Now, lechayreb, the Dvar Shmuel tain is that Taisus must have had a different girse. Taisus says that you can't say the kasha is mibayis labayis, because mibayis labayis is ein ludovo soy. And the Mishnah bayis is nishta soy. The Mishnah says ein choshe shemigira chulda mibayis labayis mimokim lamokim din kain. If you'll be chayish michotz lachotz mirali ein ludovo soy. So the Gemara bayis the choshe mibayis labayis is yesh ludovo soy. But the Mishnah meant, but if you're going to accept this chash, you have to be consistent already. So Mamela the Khshash will have to apply also to Michotz Alochotz Mirli, and that is Ain Ladovo Sait. Mi Bais Labais Bais Tois, Yesh Ladovo Sait. Hakelta Mishta Franklin Grad Mi Bais Labais. So the Dvar Shmuel says that Tais had a different girsa in the Mishnah. Tais had a girsa in Choshin Shashem a Gir Rechulda Mi Mokim Lamokim. Din Kei Mi Bais Labais, Michotz Alochotz, Mi Ili Yir Ain Ladovo Sait. That was Tais's girsa. Bishloisha also loy mishaira. What did Abaye say? Abaye said that shloisha also it is not mishaira. So therefore ain choishishin. In arba also mishaira. So really this taisvis, the next taisvis, is starts in the middle. If you want to understand what taisvis wants to say, we have to see the taisvis harashbe. The taisvis harashbe made first a cheshbin that Abaye is not like Rav Zeira. Now, we had a kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that, Ein Choshishin Shemagirer Rechuda. But Weiss the Chosh, that's Ein Choshishin. Aber Hocha Zinon is Chayshina. If you know that it brought in Chometz, then it's Chayshina. And you need Bedike. So the Gemara says, let us say Achalt. Let us say achalte, like we're medeiros ha'akum, we say achalte. So Rav Zeira answered that no, v'boso loy mishayre, belechem mishayre. So what was Rav Zeira's teretz? Rav Zeira's teretz was that lechem is mishayre. So memele, but let us hear what Rav Zeira said. Rav Zeira said lechem is mishayre. So therefore, if you know that it took chametz, you cannot rely on the achila of the chulde because lechem mishayre. Afal pikein in the Mishnah, even though lechem mishayre, it's eichoshishin. So lechem mishayre, according to Rav Zeira, is only lechem mishayre is only if chazin in the shokal, then you say lechem mishayre. But if loy chazin in the lokach, then you don't say lechem mishayre. This is shitas Rav Zeira. Now, what did Abaye say? Abaye said that in Yene Mishneh, it says that B'yoyim Yodalid, if you were not Matzniyah the Chometz, you have to be Baidik again. Why? Because Yodalid, she's Mishayah. Yodalid, Yodgimel's not Mishayah. Oh, but Yodalid is Mishayah. So what did Abaye say? Since she's Mishayah Yodalid, so afilu leichazinon the lokach, you have to be baidik. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So Abaye says, when you say mishayra, afilu leichazinin the shokal, you also say mishayra. And Rav Zeira said, afilu you say mishayra, he said the same svar of mishayra. So that is dafke by chazinin the shokal, but leichazinin the shokal, even though it's mishayra, you don't have to be baidik. So the Taisus HaRashba brought down that's the beginning of this Taisus which is missing, that Abaye is choylik on Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira holds afilu yusei mishayra We're only machmer by chazin in the shokal. And the bayah holds, when we say mishayre, you're machmer afilu baloi chazin in the shokal. That's how the Tosfos HaRashba brings down. Now, our Tosfos is the second half of the Tosfos HaRashba that wants to say that no, that Abaye can also hold like Rab Zeira. Abaye can also hold like Rab Zeira. He says, but let's just say one more thing, that he says, according to Rava, before we go further, according to Rava, Abaye can hold like Rava. So that's just like this. He holds like Rava, and it'll come out that beyond Yud Gimel, then it's Loi Mishayra. So by Chazin in the Shokal, you say in Sofik Maitzmi Deivadai. Even though it's Loi Mishayra and it's a Kohol Vavadi Dochle, you say in Sofik Maitzmi Deivadai. But Loi Chazin in the Shokal, you say, then the Svara of Loi Mishayra helps. Yom Yudalad is Mishayra, so that's Mishayra. So for Loi Chazin in the Shokal, you also have to be Baidik. That was the Shita that the Tosfos HaRashba brings down. Zuk Tosfos. Now Tosfos is going to be chaylik at this. Bishloisha also loy mishayra. So Tosfos says, you know what loy mishayra means? Perish. Pam she'eino mishayeres. Pamim would be better. Sometimes it's not mishayra. Abaye does not mean to say loy mishayra that it's never mishayra. It means sometimes it is not Mishayah. So what does that mean? So Yud Gimel, sometimes it is not Mishayah, sometimes it is Mishayah. Be Yud Dalet, since it sees that there's a scarcity of path, it is always Mishayah. That is Pshat Nabayah. Olahochi. So now Taisus explains as this is Pshat Nabayah. If we did not see that the chulde took the chomet is loy chayshina, so we're not chay. Even the afil giro pam she'ein mishayeres. Loy mishayre means sometimes. Sometimes it's not mishayre. So memele, who says bechlal it took? Afil it took. Sometimes it's not mishayre. That is when if loy chazina the shok. Aval heiched de chazinon, this is al tshem yud gimel. Aval heiched de chazinon, chayshinon, kivin de pomim mishayer, since it's sometimes mishayer. If it's sometimes mishayer, so memele, that's chazinon, so chazinon de shokon, it's sometimes mishayer, so memele we are machma. So this is mamish what Rab Zeira said. Rab Zeira said that mishayra means sometimes mishayra, also the same thing. So Mamela, the difference between Chazin and the Shokal and Loi Chazin and the Shokal. But what was Abaye Moisev, and Rab Zeira never spoke about this, would be Yudalad La'oila Mishayeres. Yudalad is La'oila Mishayeres. Ba'afilu Loi Chazin, so if it's La'oila Mishayeres, you only have one topic, is Chashinin, Afilu Loi Chazin and Chashin. Period. The Gabi Boso, and Abaye holds Gabi Boso, Afilu chazinan loy chayshina the loylam loy mishayer. Osi shaper Abaye k'Rabbi Zeira. Abaye can go according to Rabbi Zeira also. This is what Tosfos wants to slug up the first pshat in the Tosfos HaRashba. Zok the Gemara vayta. Teisha tziburim shel matzo ve'echad shel chometz. Ve'osa achbor v'shokal. And the Achbal went and took out of one of these 10 Siburim. The loy yodinon imatze shokal, ichomet shokal. We don't know if it took matze or it took chomet. Hainu teisha chanoi. So this is the same aloha of teisha chanoi. Pirish. What happens if, a second case, that the pass that the Achbo took was not in one of these 10 Siburim. The pass that the Achbo took was already Pirish from one of these 10 Siburim. Now it's in a corner, you have a pass that's Pirish from one of the 10 Siburim. the osi achbo v'shokol, and then an achbo went and took the pirishtike pas. Hainu seif. So this is the loch of the seif. This nan teisha chanuye skulon moichin boso shute. We have 9 stores, and all of them, all the 9 stores sell boso shute. V'achas meicheres boso nevela. The lokach meachas mem. The person went into one of the stores. And you can't recall which store that he go into. So Mamele, there's a, we have here a unit of 10 stores. 1 treif and 9 kosher. And he went to one of these 10 stores. So it's ikva, there is kavua, iser, veheter in this unit. It's sveikoi also. So you don't go basaroi. If the iser is ikva zusammen with the heter, so we don't say haloich acharoiv, no, we say it's kemacht zalmacht. Ubenimtso, but there it says by teisha chanuyis. What happens if he finds in the street? If he finds in the street, chatiches boso, so now the sofik is, what is this boso? The sofik is not where did it come from. The sofik was not noiled in the mokim akvias. The first seal of the sofik is, which store did I go into? So that is the latest sofik. The sofik is, so I have in this unit of stores, this ikva iser veheta, so it's a sofik that was noiled bekvies. But then I say, kol kibur kemechza mechzada. By nimse, the sofik is not, the sofik is, what is this piece of meat? Haloich acha haroit. Then you go basaroit. So let us just explain that there's a Tosfos Chidim Baba Basra explains the inyan of what shall halach acharoy. We have to understand one thing. There are 10 stores and we found one piece of meat. So Lamaisa, between you and me, the meat fell out from the store that had the cheapest bags. Because there was a hole in the bag and that's where the meat fell out. That's really what happened. So it fell out from one store. Now, we're not trying to find out which store has the cheapest bags, but we're going to say that the meat is kosher. So because we say there's 9 kosher stores, so what's the cheshbon? But it fell out from one store. So the Tosfos Chid explains, but pshat is like this. I have a suffix of 10 stores, from Aleph to Yud. So then I add up, the store has suffix. That means, it could be it fell from store Aleph. That's right, it's a possibility. If it fell from store Aleph, it's kosher. Could be a fell from store base. If a fell from store base, it is kosher. So I have, then as I make the cheshbon, so I have 9 stores. If a fell from one store, but if this store is store Aleph, it's kosher. If this store is store base, it's kosher. So I have 9 stores that the meat is kosher. One side that the meat is treif. So memele, in one side that the meat is treif. So memele, since you could add up the stodim of the roid, so mamela, so I assume that the meat is kosher. That is the aloha by Pirish. Zog Trashi. Teisha tziburim piskei alochesein. Before we go further, there's a kasha that the Rishonim asked. Tvarim Teisha speaks about it. Lusharan speaks about it. In Lachaire, we have here a shaila. If the we say that it went to one of the 10 stores, if it went to the kviyas, it went to one of the 10 siburim, so memele, so we say it has the same din of teisha chanuyis, and we're machma tvei koyos. So he will see in Rashi, so you have to be boidik the house. So the Rishonim ask a kasha, why do you have to be boidik the house? You have a svek sveike. That means, first of all, it's good, it's machtz al machtz. So it's sofik chomit, sofik matze. And then, maybe the chud ate it up. I mean, that's mamish the same thing we had before by nefel. A sofik ruach, sofik nefel, and then there's a sofik, maybe the chud ate it up. So you don't have to be boidik. So what's tamaze the problem? What's the tushtel to teisha chanoit? So Tosfos and Tosfos HaRashba and the Ramah says that it is speaking about that it was a big kikar and that there's no sofik. Zicha didn't eat it up. So may I only have one sofik. That means it wasn't eaten up, so there's only one sofik. The Chedushi Aran says another teretz. He says, "Be'emison, this is a hemshech of Divrei Rava." We hear Rava said before that if chazin in the shokal, then then it's chayshina. Chazin in the shokal, so there was vadai that it took chometz. And now, even though, so then I say, in Sofik mitzvah mi day vadai. So it's a vadai netila of chometz. So mel then you say, in Sofik mitzvah mi day vadai, and I'm not saimach on the achila. Even though it's a korev levadai, but a filakol levadai cannot be mitzvah from a vadai. So mel is looked the chedushi aran as follows. So he says, our latest Sofik was, the Sofik was noilad, When it took, we saw, we were watching the Achba, and the Achba went to the ten Siburim, and it took from one of the ten Siburim. So now, our Sofik then was, what did it take? Fine. But that was the Shas latest, that was our Sofik then. Then was the Shas latest our Sofik. From which Tzibur did it take? So it went to Akvias, and which one did it go to? And this Sofik, we don't know which one it took, but on this Sofik, we're paskin, Sofik der Reise lechumra. So we're paskin that, whatever it took, I have to be afraid, maybe it took chometz, because it's machtz al machtz. He says, so now I know that the chulde has something which I have to assume is also bachil, it's also, I have to assume it's chometz, Sofik der Reise lechumra. So memele, so now that the chuldig, so now this has a din, so it took chometz, and now it took it into the house, and now I'll assume that it either didn't read it. So he said, this goes into the loch of Ein Sofik Meitzi Midevadai. Since it was Oiske Paskin that it took a machel also, because that was the Shas latest Sofik, that was the Sofik, and that Sofik we Paskin Ois, so memele, now we'll say, Ein Sofik Meitzi Midevadai. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, v'osa achbar b'shokol, v'nichnes l'bayis l'foneinu, v'lo yodinon ichomet shokol. I don't know if it took chomet. Pekivin de chazinon, tzrichen on a livdek. So we have, since we saw the chokol, we saw it took, so we have to be baidik. I do me matzah chokol. Maybe I can assume that matzah chokol. So on this sofik alone, did it take chometz or matzah? Aina teisha chanuyis. The kaim alon behule kamon the kol kavua. Shenotlo mimokem kibuoi, ein hilchen boyach aroiv. I cannot use the roiv which is there to be mevara the sofik, al reyu ke mechts al mechts. So me meile ve sofik yisur elochum. Pirish. Prusa mi achas min atziburim leechad min azovies. But a prusa was nifrash from the tziburim, and that's one of the corners. Bolo yedane bahay min ayu pirish. I don't know which one it was pirish from. But also achba ve shokli, and the achba took the prusa that was pirish, the nichnes labayis, einu seife de masnisen, de teishach anuyis, de eiche de leilokchei, bemokim kvuoi, hilchen boi achar aroiv, so I can pass ganois on the chatiche, that this is like the roiv. Belokach mei achas meheino, besoich achanus, it went into one of the chanuyis. Sveikai osa, de chol kebua, ke mechze al mechze nidoim, nafke loi min boorav loi, vikom olov, bepeg basa de yume, bepeg kama de ksubis. The Pasuk says that the Pasuk says that in order to kill a Reitzayach, you have to make sure v'orav loy v'kom olov, that he wanted to kill the person that he killed. V'orav loy v'kom olov. But lafuki, if he didn't want to kill the person he killed, so then you can't kill him. He's not a Reitzayach. So the Gemara asks, what is the Pasuk speaking about? If the Pasuk is speaking about that there are nine goyim and one yid, so if he's shooting at random into this unit of people, so Fashteitzach, if he wasn't mechaven for the yid, he'll zichah be potter. Because when he's shooting at random, so memele, it's the mistama roy stadim ah that he's going to hit a guy. So he's zichen had a retzayt. Now filu machza is also sofik nefashis lahakul. You can't say this is a meiser retziche, since there's a 50-50 chance that I might hit a guy. So the Gemara says it is speaking about that there was 9 Yidin and 1 guy. So l'chayre, if we go basaroy, so we would say, since there's a 9-10 chance that you're going to hit a Yid, because there's 9 Yidin and 1 guy, some amela, so you, that's called, you made a meiser retziche. Therefore, it says, v'orav loy v'kom olav, to tell us that that is not sufficient, that there's loyv yidin there in order to make him a retzayach. The yid that was killed, he had to have a beferisha intent to shoot this yid. Then he's chayiv. But without any intent, als loyv alone, you can't give him a din retzayach, because kol kibur kemechzal mechzedot. Ube nimtze, bosor ha nimtze bekarke beinach noyes, haloich acharoi. The chode porish, mirube porish. Even the Porish ain't can Teiras Kavua. There's no Teiras Kavua over here. So Memelem, then we say Haloich Achah Haloich. So Rashi says Bekitzer that the Shaila of the Gemara is, is there a Chiyuv Bdika on the Bayis? And then by, if it took from the Kviyas, there's a Chiyuv Bdika on the Bayis. Zog Taisvis. Einu Teisha Chanuyis. Lefi ma she perisha bekuntres linyin bedike. Loi nehira lari. Vehechi maisi raya mi Teisha Chanuyis. Vahave sveika di reise. Vos linyin lechumre. Teisha. We have to understand what the story is speaking about. Zog Tachzainish. That Taisha understood Pshat and Rashi that the story is speaking about that the chometz and the matzah have two different tzuras. That means that so there's no suffix bechlal, am I allowed to eat it? There's no suffix, that means on this thing that there's no suffix on the thing that the achbo took. He mentioned before that the Chiddush Aran says that the bishas I have a suffix already right now when he took it. Is this chometz or matzah? So the Chazon Ish says, Tosfos on the stoop shat and Rashi, there's no suffix if it's chometz or matzah. We'll get the etzim zach because it's nikah. So whenever I'll meet up with it, I'll know klof it's chometz or matzah. The whole suffix is only negeya the bayis. That means something went into the bayis. If I'll see it, I know klof what went in. But I don't know what went in. I don't know if chometz went in or matzah went in. So the whole suffix is only negeya the bayis. So Taisus asks the kasha, if the whole suffix is only negeya the bayis, and bedikas are the rabbonon, so let us say suffix the rabbonon lekuk. That's Taisus' kasha. And then Taisus asks another kasha. So Taisus says, "Mi yeshlem dairik gein shalei bitl." It's speaking about that he wasn't mevatel. If he wasn't mevatel, so Mamela, so it's a suffix the arise. The suffix the arise. So it's a, yeah. So suffix the arise, wegen Baal Yero. For oit kosh, factor Taisvist, but still no good. The Gabi Taisha Chanuyis, the Leke Cheskas Heta, Avalhoche Ukme Acheskas Bodek. Here, let's stell of the Cheskas Bodek. Tobe Bodek Mairi. The Lavoche Pshita the boy Bdike. Rektor Teusus is still no zustel. Here, since the suffix is on the bayis, let us stell the bayis bechazoke. So the bayis did not need bedike till now, so we assume that it still doesn't need bedike. Abu Chanan says he doesn't understand Teusus' kasha. I mean, let us somehow, we have to understand, L'chayre is speaking about, let's say for practical purposes, it is speaking about, I mean, the Teisus, he wasn't mevatel the chometz. So what happened with all the Teisha Tziburim? What happened? There was the one Tzibur of chometz over here. It would seem for practical purpose, everything was his chometz. So Al Kaponim, it seems that Tzibur of chometz he took care of. That Tzibur of chometz he took care of. Now the Shaila is, but that kicker that the Achbo took, so that we have to know was that, so if it was Chometz, was never taken care of. Well, chametz was never taken care of. Tainit Rabbochanan. So, forget about the chazok of the bayis. There's a new shayla over here. If there's a shayla over here, my oiva bal yiroah. Do I still possess chametz? That means the tzibur shel chametz was burnt. But now there's a suffix. If the achbar took chametz, so I have one chaticha of chametz which is not destroyed. So I still possess chametz. I'm oiver al bayiro. And that the chazoki of the bayis is not mevarer that suffix. The suffix is not only the bedikas abayis. The suffix is a suffix. We're speaking about a deraisa dikah. If we're speaking about after bittul, so we're speaking about a chiv dikah derabonon. So it was chal a chiv. I was baidik the house. Was chal now a new chiv bedikah on the house. He stole the bayis on chazoki. But if it is speaking about that he wasn't mevatel, so how could the chazoki of the bayis be mevayer that suffix? I have a new suffix over here. Do I possess chametz? There's no chazok, I don't possess chametz. How can the bias be mevarer of this suffix? That kasha, Rabbi Chanan asks on Taisus. And the etzem kasha that Taisus asks, let's tell on chazoke, the Magine Shleime wants to for Rashi, he says, by bedikas chametz, they never stole on chazoke. It says in the Mishnah, Kol Mokim Shemachnisim by Chometz, you have to be Baidik. Kol Mokim Shemachnisim by Chometz means even in a place where it's not Mishtamshim by Chometz. No, there's a possibility, maybe I brought in Chometz. Like the Mos says, Amart of Oitzer Shemishtapik by Yayin. So maybe he brought in Chometz, but the Shamish was in the middle of the Suda, and he appeared by Yoda, and he brought in Chometz. Frek the Megine Shleime, why should you be Mechayiv Bedik in such a place? But the place is, there's a chazoka, there wasn't chametz there. And so you're afraid that maybe the shamash brought in chametz. So shtal the mokim on chazoka. So you see al kolchoch, that in the chiyuv bdike, chazal never was seimech on chazoka. He says, if you'd be seimech on chazoka, there wouldn't be a chiyuv bdike on kol mokim shemachnisim by chametz. Why is there a chiyuv bdike? The place has a chazoka. Before the shamash came in, the zikha wasn't chametz. Now I'm claiming that the shamash bring in chametz. So shtal the mokim on the chazoka. So, kochach the chiyuv dike tzach avegishtel, that you're not saying on chazoke. And he says, you understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ein choshen shishem agirah chude mi bayis la bayis mi mokim la mokim. He says, it's a Mishnah shayne tzriche, ein choshen shidonte, no fashashtaitze. Meiche teishe shishit klar. So he says, very good, because the din bdike is, you never shtal dan chazoke. I never stole down chazoke. So my mele if I count, and I am choishes. I'm choishes. Maybe a shamas brought in. So maybe let's be chayish and a chud also brought in. Why not? If you're chayish and you don't stole on chazoke. So the Mishnah says you're right. But at Eila Dovosai, this I can't be chayish. So this Sasha wasn't chayish. But on the etzim kasha that Taisvis asks on Rashi that you should stole on chazoke. So the Megine Shloime Tainis on the Din Bedika, they never stole down chazoke. The nira l'ri. So the ri says the le'inyan shehevi achbo lebayis v'nimtza kaboy ishori la'achila ilav. So the chazanish says, so therefore the ri learns a nupshat, the gemara. It is not speaking about that they have different suris. According to Rashi, that's why Rashi did not say the suffix is he's allowed to eat it or not. Because Rashi says, you look at it, you'll see if it's chometz or matz, you'll see if it's a shmur or matz, it's a piece of bread. So there's no shayla about it. And eating. The whole shayla is I'm ochiv to be baidik the bayis. That's what Rashi said. The Ri says, so the Chazanish says, the Ri learned, no, it's speaking about that the chametz and matzah look the same. So memele, so now the shayla is, am I allowed to eat this? I found it. I walked into the house, I found it. Now this is a sofik de raisa. There's no chazaka whatsoever on this. The sofik is I'm allowed to eat it. So he says, sofik de raisa luchum. I can't be saimach an roi. Mashayin came by pirish, I'll be saimach an roi. Bimtaima, Fektoisvis, Kiyosa Achbar Vishokul Mahani Tzibur. Rektach Toisvis, when the Achbar went and took from the Tzibur. Amai Choshev Lei Kavua, why is that called Kavua? מיישנו נמצא בפי אכפור, מי נמצא ביד נוחי בפרק ידנושם. בפרק ידנושם פורך לרד, דום הבוסר שניסה למין העין, אוסר, מבנמצא הלוך אחר הרוי. The Gemara is, Rav said as follows. A person left, let's say, on his porch, he left a pound of meat. He goes away, an hour later, he comes back, he sees there's a pound of meat again on his porch. So Rav says you're not allowed to eat it. What's wrong? So Rav says you have to be afraid maybe an Oyrev came, and took away this pound that was there before, and brought a different pound of meat. They put a treif in a pound of meat. Fregt die Gemara, benimtze halloich acharoif. It says that if you find a piece of meat in the street, you're allowed to eat it. I feel on the porch you say not allowed to eat it. Maybe an Oyrev switched it. So Mamela Vos helped me on Nimtza to tell me that it came from the stores. There's a new problem over here. Maybe it came from an Oyrev. If I know it came from the stores, it's good. But we tell me Vos and the Salman, I clear maybe an Oyrev brought different meat and took that meat. So how does Nimtza help? And for the Gemara, Mishani she Nimtza biyadnoch. It's speaking about the Faket. He didn't find it in the street. If you find it in the city, it's taka also, because then I assume, I'm afraid maybe it came from a different source than Gansan. But it's nimtza biyad nochi. It's what's a nimtza biyad nochi? That a goy went into one of these stores, and the goy went and bought meat. The goy doesn't know which store he went into. But nimtza biyad nochi, so my suffix is, I didn't go into the store. My suffix is, which store did the guy go into? But since I didn't go into the store, so my mailer, so my suffix already is, what kind of meat the guy has? So then, that is a din of called the Polish, because the latest our suffix is, biyad nochi. So here also, the achba, even though I know the guy went to one of the stores, but the suffix is, since I didn't go into the store, so my suffix is what the guy is holding. So the same thing over here, my suffix is what is in the mouth of the achbo. So it should have a din of Polish. We saw how the achbo took it. I don't have to go into the store to make a latest suffix in the kviyas. If I was observing how the achbo went into the kviyas, so already now I have a suffix, from which tzibur did the achbo take the kikah from? So memele, so that's called, there was a later suffix, b'mokim kviyas. Ein achanami, if I would see how the goy went into one of the stores, it would be the same thing, but the ignorance is bliss. There, the latest suffix was noiled when he tells me he went to the stores, but my suffix is noiled what when I see it in his hand, so my suffix is what kind of meat does he have? So that's cool that the suffix is noiled in the matzav of Polish. If we would not see, that the some emerson, so that's one of the Rishonim speak out. That what the Gemara says, ubenimtza haloich acha haroi. So not the way Rashi says only that the kikah itself was Polish from before. Benimza, I feel the kikah wasn't Polish, but I didn't see the lekicha from the kviyos. So memele, so that is a din of nimza, and then the din is called the Polish miruba Polish. Avim leirino, avolake pirish, was linen basarub. So now, so Tosfos just said a yesod that the chomer of kavua is, of the Shas Leidus HaSofik. If the Shas Leidus HaSofik is in the Mokim HaKviyas, then you say Kol Kavua. If the Shas Leidus HaSofik is later, even though I know it's coming from the Kviyas, but then you say Kol the Porish. This Vahod, the Porish Betaruvis, the Gemara asks, Set the Zvochim, Gabi Zvochim, Shenis Arvu, Bechatois, HaMeisois, Oy Besher, Anisko. They're speaking about Yehet Kobonis, Shenis Arvu, Bechatois, HaMeisois. It was a chatus that tzeilach lemisa, let's say meso by leo. So you had a lot of kobonis, and in that became nesarev a chatus that's chayev misa, that's meses. He can't be makrib oy b'sher aniskol. So now I don't know, I have a tremendous problem. I have hundreds of behemoths, and they became this Arev, and these behemoths, which are Oymed Lakrov, and one behemoth which is not Oymed Lakrov. So it says, Yamusa Kula. So all of them have to die. I can't be makrav any one of them. Correct the Gemara, so L'chayra the Gemara meant, why? Because you say, Kol Kevua Ke Mechza Al Mechzado. I have here a Taruvis, I have here a unit of behemoths. In this Kviyas, there's one that's Hoylech Lemise. So I say it's Mechza Al Mechza. So on each behemoth, it's Sofik, it's Amei, Sofik, it's Roy Lakrov. Correct the Gemara, Amaya Musa Kulam, Nechbeshinu, Benaydinu. The name it called the Porish Merube Porish. And then we'll say, let's spread them out. And they'll start running. And each one that'll run out, I'll say, call the Porish Merube Porish. Af al pishik val noilat ha sofik bimokim kviyos. Factor Toysvis, the sofik was not noilat. The sofik on each behemoth was already noilat bishas kviyos. The sofik was then noilat. Are you the share on Iskol? Are you the Kol? So memele, so bus help me that now it's Polish. The Sofik was no longer mocking kvies. Emphatizes shani hosom v'leihave kavua gomu. That is not a real kavua. She'isa meure beheter ve'einoy nikah. The isa is not nikah. And Isar, Sha'in and Nikir, does not have a din of Kavua. The Midiraisa, Leichoshiv Kavua. Midiraisa, it's only called Kavua El Sha'isar Yodua Bim Kaimai. So when the Isar is Yodua Bim Kaimai, that's a Kavua Diraisa. And here, this is only a Kavua de Rabbonon. Therefore we'll understand another Nikud. The Gemara answers on this Kasha, why don't you say Nechbashinu v'nadinu? So the Gemara says that you don't say this because if you'll be matter him to take from the Prisha, he might take from the Kviyas also. The Gemara says, there were Geyser, Nimtzer, Otto, Lekich min HaKabua. Since the Iser is that's why you were geyser all the time, that they were geyser nimtze oto lekichas min hakavua, because a person will never take from the kavua, because by the kavua the Iser is yadua bim kaimai, he won't go to the kavua to take. But here the Iser is einei nikah bim kaimai, so therefore here they were geyser. That's the midrash amachlokes arishonim, how to understand pshat in this halacha bechlal. That's the midrash daran is to say in an old that a kavua she'einai nikah. Why doesn't have a teiras kavua? Because since it's ainai nikah, you say bittul b'roi. Because emes not zakash and every din bittul. Vipasta din bittul b'roi. It's called kibua kemechzel mechzedomi. How could the Isra be bottled b'roi v'etzel? It's called kibua kemechzel mechzedomi. So if a kert, if it's a past bittle, so there's no dinner. So you only have kibua ikve yisure. Because if a kert, the bittle makes that Isra becomes heter. So by a kibua shen nikir bim koimo, so it's a pastish kain bittle. What should be bottled? You have your 10 stores, one is a trave in the store, and you have 9 kosher. So pastach nish kain bittle. So pastish kain bittle, then there's a din, it's kibua Isra beheter. Masha enken, if it's einoy nikir, so me meile, so me netere past bittle. Now here, mid the Rabbonon, there's no din bittle, because balichayim achshivi v'loi botli. So mid the Rabbonon, there's no din bittle. So mid the Rabbonon, it has a teres kavua. So it would seem from Taisvis, you have to know Klop Shat, that Dvar Shmuel says he doesn't understand Shat and Taisvis. The Dvar Shmuel Tain is that, so it's at the Rabbonin Dike Kavua. But at the Rabbonin Dike Kavua, since the Sofik was Noilid, Bishas, there was a Kriyas, and Lechayre, he sees the Prisha also. Lechayre Nechbeshinu V'Naidino, so Lechayre, the Sofik was Noilid now, and he sees the Prisha from the Kviyas. So if Taisus was Machadish before, that when you see the Prisha from the Kviyas, That's also called like the Sofik was Noilet from Akviyas. So what's the Taisis Geemfurto that it's a Kavua de Rabbonin, Abba Akaponim? When you see the Kviya from the Parisha, from the Prisha, from the Kviyas, it's Ke'ilu you took from the Kavua. Unless we'll say that the whole Indian of when you see the Prisha from the Kviyas, that is also a de Rabbonin de Kedim, it's not a de Raisa de Kedim. So then, and that, so that was only said, by a Kavua de Raisa. By a Kavua de Rabbonin, it's not said.